365 days a year. I don't care if it's winter. I always have to have a fan next to my bed. I'm just one of these people. I've always been a hot sleeper. My joke is that I've been going through the change since I'm 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, I wake up in a sweat all the time. I've even gone to the doctor to make sure there's nothing wrong with me. There is nothing wrong with me. I just run hot. So today there was a huge article from a doctor that was like, do not sleep with a fan next to your bed anymore. Like, it's a really bad thing.
Because of COVID?
Well, I guess technically COVID, if someone in your house has COVID, you're blowing it around. But no, that's not why. Right now, the allergies are really, really bad in New York. Mm. And this doctor says, when you have a fan next to your bed, it's blowing allergens right up your nose and into your face and making your allergies worse. And you'll wake up feeling like more congested, more headachy, more achy. And he's right. Like, I'm like, wow, my allergies are really bad. And it's partially because I have this fan next to my bed that's just blowing the allergens right in all night long.
One way you could cure that is to have that sleep thing put on your face at night. You could have the sleep apnea machine on your face, and then the allergens can't get in because you look like you're shooting down airplanes.
No, I could breathe when I sleep, but the problem isn't that I can't breathe. The problem is when I wake up, my allergies are really bad, and my skin's really dry, and my throat's dry. And the doctor's like, yeah, because you have a fan next to your bed, it mm-hmm. dries you out over the course of the night, and that's not good.
Okay, so if your doctor said you had to put one of those things on your face, would you do it?
No, I'm not putting a sleep apnea mask on my face. First of all, I don't have sleep apnea. It would be just, I can't have anything on my face. It bothers me. Like, literally, if the dog jumps on the bed and an ear or a tail is touching me, I wake right up. I'm like the princess and the pea.
A lot of people sleep with that thing on their face. And I can't imagine romantic time happening at 3 a.m. You're not going to roll your wife over then mask.
Take the mask off.
That can't be sexy at all for anybody. I don't care who you are.
You know, or you keep the mask on and you just pretend she's someone else. You know what I mean? That way you don't have to actually look at her.
And she doesn't have to look at you if you
right.
have the mask on. You
exactly.
You can pretend you're with Darth Vader.
I only need you from the waist down anyway. Just don't put a mask over that.
But I don't understand how people do that. People sleep every single night. They say they love it, that they get the best night's sleep ever.
I do not know one person that wears one of those masks to sleep.
I know like four.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I know like four people that have one of those. When they go on vacation, they have it. It has its own suitcase.
No.
They take it on vacation and they sleep with it.
Well, here's the crazy thing about that. If you think about flying, okay? As it is, you only get one bag. Anything over that, you got to pay $25. So mm-hmm. they are paying $25 to ship this stupid sleep mask with them to Tahiti? That sounds like the dumbest thing in the world.
Because they swear by it. Can you imagine hooking up with a guy for the first time and then right. you roll over at 4 o'clock in the morning and he's hooked
Puts
up.
Put a sleep mask on.
I don't think you're calling that guy back.
No, but do you reveal your sleep mask thing the first night? Like, you take a girl home, you know, you've had a few dates, you're ready to like move on with the relationship and get to the next level where you're going to sleep over, you know, like you have a hot night of sex. And then, I mean, do you then roll over and put your sleep mask on?
There's
or do you just
people that can't sleep without it. So I guess you have to.
The fact that you know, like four people is amazing. I don't know anybody that sleeps with a CPAP.
It's nothing you bring up at dinner when you're hanging out with friends.
I know all
By
about
the way,
my friends. No, I've gone away with most of my friends. I've slept over their house.
You
I'm
slept
not even
with many,
like,
many men.
I've slept with a lot of guys. I've gone to friends' houses. No, I'm telling you, like, I've been hanging out with my friends long enough that if they had some sort of weird sleep apnea thing, I would know about it.
Mm-hmm. They're taking it on vacation with them. You just think it's a suitcase. You don't know it's that machine.
Anthony, it's not a CPAP machine. It's a chastity belt.
For adults.
Right. It's the I'm not in the mood tonight machine.
Oh, so when your husband goes on that road trip with the business and he takes the CPAP machine, you're fine.
Yep. You know he's not cheating on you.
But if he leaves it at home,
then you need to worry.
Call a lawyer.